Hello, networkers, and welcome back to another episode of the Third Generation Networking Podcast. I'm Greg Peters, the reluctant networker, and with me, as always, is my co-host, the networking guru, my business partner, retired, and of course, of course, my mom, Debbie Peters. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Greg. And you're making me work again.
I know. Oh, I'm making you work. This isn't work, though. We're having so much fun talking with each other. I mean, just think, we would be missing out on being in each other's virtual presence otherwise.
I'll keep that in mind.
So how are things going for you?
Things are going well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I heard you got the new carpet in just fine.
My gosh. And, you know, I'm sitting here at my desk, and there was a lot of banging to put that carpeting in. I guess I don't know if I wasn't here when they did the re-carpeting in my office.
Yeah.
But I don't remember a lot of banging, and it was like a lot. And my big picture from when I was the Milestones Woman of the Year, you know, that big thing, is crooked.
Must be driving you crazy.
It's driving me crazy.
Well, I can't wait to see it now that it's all done. You described it and it sounds wonderful. So we'll be looking forward to that. We're going to be coming down probably in the next few days. So it'll be nice to get to see this. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Colored egg time, right?
That's right. We got to get our Easter eggs done. It's funny because I just, you know, my phone notifies me like 2 years ago today, and it was a picture of the two of us, just you and me, doing eggs last year because everyone else had left.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I bought an Easter egg dye kit a while ago.
Like last Easter, maybe?
No, just like maybe only 2 or 3 weeks ago, but I can't remember where I put it.
Uh-oh. I know we've got a couple around research here too, so hopefully we can track one or at least one of them down. So we were here to actually talk about networking. So this time we're going to be talking a good friend, Jason Madaz, who is the executive director of BNI Northwest Ohio. He suggested that we might want to talk about how to battle self-complacency in our network.
Oh, do we have to?
It's another going to be another one of those, is it? And you and I kind of talked a little bit about this beforehand. And the thing is, it's interesting. We talk about self-complacency. A lot of behaviors can appear to be self-complacent. That in a way, I guess the external is that you're kind of letting it slide. You're not doing it, and then all of a sudden you realize 6 months later, you haven't been doing it for a while. And now you're, you know, at your wit's end and how to build it back up again. So what we're really looking at is how to avoid those lapses. So let's talk about some of the things that might appear to be self-complacency. And I know the one that comes right off the top of my head is that you've been doing your networking so well that now your business is growing to the point that you're spending all your time trying to get the work done, and maybe not getting as much networking time in. In fact, I was just chatting with someone today on that very topic. Her name is Jessica Perchlick, and she runs her own marketing company. And she said, you know, I'm working 60 hours a week in my marketing company. I don't have time to go do a lot of the networking that I used to do. So how do we deal with that when our networking has become so successful that it does appear like, oh yeah, okay, it's all going good, but in fact, we'd really like to get back to it. It's just we're out of control.
Yeah. And if you don't, unfortunately what happens is, and that, how new is she in her business? Do you know?
She's been doing it for about a year and a half now.
Okay. Yeah. So she's still pretty new. That is the sign of a fairly brand new sales networker, whatever you want to call it, so that they get so extremely busy and, you know, they're just to their little legs are going around on the paddle wheel, not the paddle wheel, the gerbil wheel, just trying to get, as you said, just get the work done. But unfortunately, sometime in the future, then the work is going to drop off because you got it all done, but you're not going to have anything coming into the funnel because you haven't been networking. And so it appears like you're not interested, or you're not, you know, networking isn't the way you want to go because you are busy, but you really need to step back and say, okay, what time do I need to just carve out, even if it's only an hour a month? You know, I'm working 60 hours a week. So if 1 week I only work 59, can I go to the chamber lunch? Can I go to, you know, or can I meet with someone? Can I do a Zoom call? I think Zoom calls are really helpful for people that are busy like that, because you don't have the travel time, which usually will, you know, end up being an hour back and forth.
Right.
And Zoom calls, the conversations, I mean, they can go on, but typically what I'm finding is Zoom conversations are about 45 minutes to an hour, and then you're done.
Yeah.
And whereas if you meet someone in person, they tend to go on a little bit longer.
Well, have you ever noticed you cannot find a clock to save your soul in like a coffee shop? I mean, I've been sitting there and like looking around just quickly, because you hate to be the guy that, you know, just looking at your watch, you know, and someone's talking to you, but.
Yeah. So it's difficult when you are that busy to justify to yourself that extra, you know, little bit that you have to do, but sometimes you just have to carve out. And when you're accepting the jobs, now she probably has clients. And and maybe because she's new, she's turning business quickly for them, which, you know, I think is wonderful, but maybe she can just take a step back and say, okay, on this project is going to take, the due date on this is end of next week. It is maybe out 2 weeks. And so she's going to take the full 2 weeks to get her to there rather than trying to get it done so quickly. And that will smooth the work out a little bit. So she has to be willing to push out her deadlines. Now, I know clients will have deadlines for events and things like that, but they need to have things done. But in general, when you can just do general marketing for a client, she can probably then extend her deadlines that give her the time to network a little bit. So right. Don't look at it as either, you know, all or nothing. Look at what little tiny bit can I do. And then in your mind, you're not being complacent. And I don't think to the rest of the world, you would be looking that way either.
No. But we've talked about the importance of whenever you're in a networking group, or, you know, in some cases, you know, where you're using your charitable time as part of your networking, it's important that you continue to show up. I mean, that's part of it, is that consistency thing. But I do know that one of the things she has been working on is getting more people that she can bring in to act as subcontractors for herself.
Okay. And, well, and you know, the way to do that is to network.
Yeah, that's one of the ways you can do that, is through networking. So the idea is, I guess, even if you're busy, you still got to, you may have to pull back a little bit, but still be showing up at least some. Now, would you recommend, if you are short on time, do you focus more on continuing to attend the groups, or do you focus more on individual conversations?
It's a good question, Greg, and I haven't thought about that. I think I would focus on individual conversations from members of that group.
Okay.
Because you're continuing to build your credibility little by little with the members, and the members then will talk about them amongst themselves. You know, they'll take a little bit of you back into the group.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I would do, is pay attention to, and maybe select the ones that would be most meaningful to you to have a conversation with.
Okay. So that's one thing that might show that, or seem like we are being complacent. So one of the other things you and I talked about was that you're just bored.
Yeah.
It's not that you're necessarily doing great. It's just, you don't want to do it anymore. So
yeah.
How do you fight that? I mean, that's a serious mindset thing. Is it, you know, do you shift up on your activities? Do you look for other groups? You know, what do you need to do to kind of re-energize?
Well, I think being bored says a lot about you, and also about any groups that you might be attending, that the whammy has left for you, whatever you want to call it. And
whammy?
The whammy. So I think that if you want to stay in the group or active with the group, you need to take a look at, well, maybe I need to up my game a little bit and volunteer for a different position within the group, or create one. Mm-hmm. Do something different within the group so that it's not boring anymore. And, you know, it's, again, interesting. When I first started with the exercise coach, which is, for any of you who don't know what it is, you only have to go twice a week, 20 minutes each time. I love it because I hate to exercise. And so the first, I would say, 6 weeks, the exercises are pretty stable and pretty much the same each time you go. And I think they do that on purpose, because they want you then to realize when they start bringing it, you know, other routine, other variables to the routine that are tougher, they want you to be ready for that.
Oh, okay.
So you have to think to yourself, am I bored because the routine has just become, I don't even have to think about it. What can I change up? What can I do differently? You know, maybe you can even bring something new to the group that the group hasn't even thought about. So
look for ways to volunteer. I know something that could help is also inviting a guest.
Yeah.
You know, start showing up with, you know, if you've already made all the friends you can, make some more.
Yeah. Yeah, do that. And then, you know, if in fact it is the group that's, you just can't, it's, you know, you don't want to be there anymore, then maybe you need to take a little time off, number one, so you can have some complacency. But number two, then you need to think about, do I want to join another group? And don't join the exact same type. So if you are a member of a chamber and it's, you know, it's now boring for you and you've decided to not, you just don't want to fight the uphill battle, whatever it is, don't join another chamber.
Okay.
Because it's going to be similar or the same. You're going to be bored again. So find a different type of group to join. So if you were a member of a chamber and you decided to leave there, maybe you want to be in a service club, which, you know, is obviously has a different focus. Or maybe you want to find out about your professional association. Do they meet locally? Or do you have to go to conferences once a year? Oh, well, conference would really be fun. That would not be boring.
Okay. So look for variation on the theme. And I like what you said. It's, you know, I think it also helps to know why you are attending that particular group.
Yes.
If it's still meeting those needs, you know, if you still have those needs, then any new group you pick had better also be meeting those needs, you know, whatever that happens to be.
Yeah. Or you have some new needs. Maybe it's time to take a look at, well, I'm achieving over here. And I kind of had that when I decided to go to Cleveland. You know, we were doing really well in Toledo. We were putting a lot of people in classes. I had trainers. I didn't have to teach the classes. Mm-hmm. So I was getting a little complacent.
Okay.
So I thought, you know, how can I change that? So expanding to Cleveland certainly took the complacency out of the boredom. That's for sure.
Definitely put a new challenge on your plate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that's dealing with the boredom effect. Now, the other one that you and I share is that we are both introverts. And so sometimes it's not a matter of boredom, it's a matter of exhaustion.
Yeah.
And especially after having gone through the last 2 years where we've been sitting kind of in our offices for more than we normally would, I know that my gas tank is not nearly as deep as it once was with regards to showing up to these networking groups. And so it gives me a little bit of resistance to doing it.
Yeah. You and I both know that when we go out to networking events, those are energy drainers for us. Mm-hmm. And that's not negative or bad. It just is, you know, our energy goes away being out there. We need to come back to like an electric car and plug in.
Plug ourselves into the outlet.
Refill our battery. And we need quiet time to do that. Just that's the way we're wired. And so that may look like complacency to others, but it's not to us. I'm the first one that's, in fact, I was telling you, I interviewed a woman who's doing a lot of out there stuff, you know, creating, helping to create a new business. And she's the one that's moving it forward as far as sales. And when I asked her, you know, if there was something that no one knew about her, she said, I'm an introvert. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm the first one that says, oh, I don't want to go to that meeting tonight. And I said, I totally understand, because it's, for us, it's not fun. It's work. And it's continuing our working day. So it's kind of going back to that first person who's so busy, they're working 60 hours a week. Our networking feels like that to us when we're having to go out at night. Oh my God, another 5 hours that I'm working on this. So,
although for me, sometimes it's the anticipation is worse. When I actually get there, I tend to have a good time.
Oh, I agree.
I enjoy chatting with people. I have learned the art of being outgoing. But yes, I do get tired by the end of it. You know, and we went down to, we were at the Mommy Chamber. It was a lunchtime event. And we were only there for 2 hours. But oh my goodness, by the end of that 2 hours, I was done. I needed to go sit in my car and, you know, listen to some music.
You were sucking your thumb. I saw you, Greg.
I wasn't quite that far, but it was close. But I think part of it is we need to recognize that about ourselves, first of all, is that we do get tired out, and to make allotment for that, because otherwise, yeah, that resistance is going to build up inside you to just not going. But also it is something that you can build tolerance for. I know prior to COVID shutting us all down, I could go to a conference for about a day and a half before I was really tapped for energy. Now, yes, I've lost some of that muscle tone, so to speak, but you can build yourself up to it. It's just like any other exercise program. You just have to, you know, put yourself through an extra 10 minutes this time.
Yeah. You know, I hadn't thought about it in relation to that, but when I used to go to the BNI, Business Network International Conferences, and talk about a whole bunch of out there people, extroverts. Well,
National Speakers Association.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, and there were always good breakout sessions and good keynote speakers. And everyone would be going out to lunch with each other except for Debbie. Mm-hmm. I needed to get a lunch, you know, take out and go back up to the room and have an hour to myself so that I could then do the afternoon sessions.
Yeah. Yeah. I think an awareness of those needs is going to help immensely to prevent you from building up that resistance.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
All right. Is there anything else we should talk about with respect to?
Well, we'll have to ask Jason if we answered his question.
Okay, that sounds good. put it back in his court.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to thank you all for tuning into our program today. If you enjoyed it or took anything away, please do comment on our Facebook pages. The information is in the episode notes. We would love to hear more about your experiences with how you prevent your own complacency from kicking in and getting in the way of your networking success. And if you'd like to hear more, of course, we do come back every single week. So please do subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And until next time, go out and make some great connections. Talk to you later, Mom.
All right, Greg. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Greg and Debbie Peters. If you'd like to learn more about our new virtual training programs, go to connextnation.com.